Romans 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we begin a series looking at the Christian and media. In part one today, we'll look at television. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 2, the Bible says, speaking lies and hypocrisy have their own conscience seared with a hot iron. We think about, for instance, TV commercials, which we'll be talking about today. We know that commercials and television shows trying to push ideas and concepts and certain ways of living upon us as we watch and listen to those things. On average, a person watches 5 hours of television per day. Let's consider alcohol in TV commercials. We know what Proverbs 23, verse 29 and following talks about and how it condemns alcohol and its use. However, we notice many times places and restaurants advertising things such as happy hour, which infers that alcohol makes one happy, especially when the prices are slightly lower. Sports events have been suggested to be one of the primary, if not the dominant, area for the promotion of alcohol and drinking to the general population, with the majority of advertising spent on advertising placement occurring in sports. In fact, efforts have been taken and works have gone on in places such as New Zealand and Australia, and it shows that sponsorship of sports participants or athletes is associated with more hazardous drinking, meaning that alcohol consumption during sports events has been shown to induce and to encourage dangerous situations such as fights and riots. What about immodesty in commercials? If you ever watch a sports event, that's primarily how I watch television many times, is watching a sporting event. And notice all the commercials what they're advertising. Alcohol by far is the majority, but also television shows and the immodesty in those commercials for the television shows. We understand what the Bible says about immodesty and dressing modestly from verses such as 1 Timothy 2 and verse 9. However, in the 21st century, the use of increasingly explicit sexual imagery and consumer-oriented print advertising has become almost commonplace. Ads for jeans, perfumes, and many other products have featured provocative images that were designed to elicit sexual responses from as large a cross-section of the population as possible, to shock by their uncertainty or to appeal to repressed sexual desires, which are thought to carry a stronger emotional response. Increased tolerance, more tempered censorship, developments increasing buying power of previously neglected target groups in rich markets, mainly in the West, have led to a marked increase in the share of attractive, quote, flesh on display. And so we see immodesty in commercials is on the rise, and we understand that by when we flip through the channels, we can see that very clearly. But also we find in TV commercials, and we definitely find it in television or in television programs, we find homosexuality. We know what Romans 1, verse 24 and following teaches. However, notice this section taken from the New York Times in 2012, referencing various television programs. Again, this is from the New York Times in 2012. The article says, on Glee this spring, a transgender character named Unique is competing in a sing-off on Grey's Anatomy. Arizona and Callie are adjusting to married life, a female and female, having been pronounced wife and wife last year. On Modern Family, the nation's most popular television show, Cameron and his partner, Mitchell, are trying to adopt a second child. And they ask the question, what's missing? And again, from this New York Times post, it says, the outrage. The article goes on to say, the cultural battlefield of television has changed markedly since the 1990s when conservative groups and religious figures objected to Ellen DeGeneres coming out and Will and Grace coming on. Today, however, the article continues to say, it is rare to hear a complaint about shows like Modern Family or the drama Smash, which has five openly gay characters, or the sitcom Happy Endings, which again stereotype has a husky and lazy gay male character. It goes on to say that one of the major networks will announce a slate of new shows, including a sitcom on NBC that features a gay couple and their surrogate, the title The New Normal. Again, talking, we see clearly, not just from television shows, but from commercials, that the Christian American has to be on guard always to stand up and to keep themselves away from such things. This, be mindful that our conscience does not become seared with a hot iron, as we find there in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 2. We thank you for listening to the Christian American Podcast.